Hey team, I'm Corey and I go by CoreyJA online, and welcome to CoreyJA.fm, my solo podcast where I ramble about whatever I'm building and whatever's on my mind. And today we're going to talk mostly about Battlesnake. Battlesnake is a competitive programming game where you build a bot that controls a snake, and I took over hosting the infrastructure for that and running it in 2026 here, and I want to dive in and chat about what I've been working on there. But first, we're going to actually talk about some of my other projects and do a quick update there. So there's two projects that I want to touch on quick. And let's start with Mole. We talked about Mole for the whole time last week, and it's my AI-assisted development. I'm kind of calling it like a, it is an IDE kind of, but it's a PDE, a personal development environment. It's very tuned to me and my workflow. But I'm getting ready to share it and get it for sale on a store. I'm excited for people to play with it. I think it's a fun one. I have some beta testers who are really enjoying it. And so I'm excited to get that out. I don't have it up yet, but maybe by the time this podcast airs on Monday, if you go to mole.sh, you'll be able to sign up for an email waitlist, and I'll notify you when we're ready to pull people off, which hopefully will be in a couple weeks. So I guess I should give a little bit of a more explanation. Mole is my project that helps me use AI coding for all of my project building. So I use it for making Arena for Battlesnake. I use it to make Mole and all of my other projects. And it's been a really good tool for me. It lets me code from my phone. I'm really excited about it. Go check out episode 1 for a deep dive. And check out mole.sh if you're interested in finding out more and getting on the waitlist. And the next project I've been working on is, all of these are going to be dev and workflow related. That's kind of my sweet spot right now. But it's called Grove. And Grove is about managing projects, but really managing their work trees. So Git work trees have like kind of exploded in popularity as AI coding is becoming more popular and people want to have multiple copies of their repo checked out. So like agents can be doing different tasks at once, or maybe an agent's running while you're looking at code in another one and things like that. And Grove is a CLI that I'm working on to solve some pain points that me and my team at work have experienced with that. And so really what Grove does is it manages making these work trees and then also some project and database setup stuff. So it expects that there is going to be a database that, well, not expects, but you know, one of the options is that you can set up so that there's a database that it will create a new version of the database for each work tree so that each work tree is isolated from each other. And then there's also some commands that you can have it extend. So you could run your project setup commands in each work tree and everything like that before it opens up your editor and you're ready to go. So I'm going to button that up this weekend, actually, while we get this podcast edited and out to y'all. So by the time this podcast airs on Monday morning, I hope that you can check out Grove. Go to my blog at CoreyJA.com, and I hope there is an introducing Grove blog post, which will give you more instructions on where to download it. It's also going to be on GitHub. It should be in the CoreyJA Studio organization. So CoreyJA Studio/Grove is where you should be able to find it. And it should have a good readme and let you know how to get started there. So I'm really excited about that. I need to button up a few things and get the release pipeline sorted out this weekend. But I'm excited to share that with everyone and get it working. I've been playing with it the last couple days, and it's really a nice little tool in my tool belt. So I've also got some other projects in the pipeline. Nothing else as much to talk about now. So we will leave it at those two for the moment. But I've got some other, like a GitHub Actions runner that I need to come back to and get it to releasing. I'm actually using it for all of my Mole CI personally. And it's been running great, so I need to, you know, put a bow on that and ship it for you all as well. But I think we're going to switch gears here for the rest of the podcast and talk about Battlesnake. So I gave a little bit of an intro, and I'll do a little bit more, but I haven't practiced my What is Battlesnake intro recently, so I need to get back in practice there. But Battlesnake is a programming game where you deploy a web server that is your snake's brain. So it has to implement 4 endpoints. So it's really pretty lightweight. And the biggest one is the move endpoint, which every turn of the Battlesnake game, you get posted the whole, you get a post to that endpoint with the whole game state, where your snake is, where all the other snakes are, where food is. And you have to decide which direction to move. And it's kind of like that classic Nokia snake game where you're moving around the grid trying to eat food and grow longer, except there's multiple snakes on the board and your job is to just be the last one alive and survive the longest. So The basics of Battlesnake is pretty simple, right? You just respond to the move endpoint with which direction you want to go. But, you know, all the logic you put into your snake brain and into the server is where all the fun is, kind of. And then I also totally forgot to mention that you only have 500 milliseconds to respond to each turn. So you really don't have too long to think. And so you gotta be snappy with your decisions. And so I got into Battlesnake, I think in early 2021, during the pandemic, and was looking for something to do. I think I saw some of the live streams and stuff, and I've always loved programming games, and Battlesnake being language agnostic, right? You just write a web server in whatever language you want, really appealed to me, because all of the other games that I was more familiar with, like, kind of specified the programming language you had to be in and stuff like that. And that just didn't, you know, wasn't as interesting to me. And so Battlesnake really hit a sweet spot for me. And I dove headfirst in, and I've been doing Battlesnake ever since. I've done a bunch of competitions early on when they did the online tournaments. And then I did a talk on Battlesnake at RustConf in 2023, I believe was the year. And so I've been along for the ride with Battlesnake for a couple of years now. And I joined when they were had some funding to, you know, really develop Battlesnake and bring more tournaments and stuff like that. And it was a really fun time. And then it just, you know, unfortunately didn't pan out as a business, really. And in 2023, the team got acquired by DevCycle. And DevCycle was super gracious and, you know, sponsored Battlesnake for a year or more. And paid for the hosting costs and had the leaderboards up and running and everything. And then in December of 2023, Battlesnake was given back to the community and became a fully independent project again. And we got GitHub sponsors set up and, you know, trying to do community funding that way. And I've been a core team member since that 2023 transitions at some point. And for the last, you know, what is that, two-ish years, that was the state of affairs. And in early January 2026, me and Brad spoke at length, and it was time for him to stop running the infrastructure full-time and hand it over. And I stepped in to take it over. And so I'm running the Battlesnake infrastructure and overseeing the project, kind of. And it's been a really fun time. You know, we're in March now. It's only been a couple months, but seeing a little bit more activity in the Discord again. I've been getting back involved. I hadn't been super active recently, so it's been a lot of fun for me to dive back into Battlesnake and, you know, write some more code for the snakes. And so, yeah, that actually leads perfectly into, like, you know, what have I been doing in the last couple months here in Battlesnake land? And as always, I'm doing way too many things at once, so not making progress on any of them as quickly as I could. But, you know, that's how it goes sometimes. So I want to talk about two specific things that we're working on, which are, like, kind of the most of the things that I'm working on in Battlesnake. And the first is this RFC process. So an RFC process is something that I've talked about in Battlesnake for a while. I actually think I put out a draft many years ago and just never followed it through, but following it through a little bit more this time. And the idea here is that all of the Battlesnake code and engine is written in Go right now, and that's where the rules are and everything, and I would love to have a specification file written in, you know, more plain English that describes the rules of Battlesnake, the rules of the game engine, how food spawns work, how turn resolution works, and basically just have, like, a really robust spec in English that we can read and then compare to other languages and have the spec be the source of truth. And the reason for that is, one, because, it's fun. I've never done, like, formal specification stuff, you know, it's just not something that I've done in my career, and it's given me something to fun to play with and explore. And there's some fun tools in this space, like Tracy by Faster Than Lime, to help you, like, tie your documentation to the tests, to the code that I'm excited to roll out and start playing with. So we have a draft up for the first RFC to define the standard rule sets in Battlesnake. It's in the Battlesnake official organization in the RFC's repo. I'll add a link to the show notes as well. And you can go check that out. I need to get back to it. It's been a couple weeks, I think. But the idea there is we're getting pretty close to standardizing the standard rules. And from there, I'll be able to use that in my Rust rewrite. And that's really the other thing that I've been working on. So as you know, if you've been following me for a bit, I'm a big Rust fan, and most of my personal coding is in Rust nowadays, and that's the same for Battlesnake. Battlesnake is really actually what got me into learning Rust very deeply back in 2021-ish timeframe, And that was my Battlesnake. That was my Rust Conf talk. Battlesnake is how I've kept learning Rust with Battlesnake. And so in my mind, Rust and Battlesnake are like interconnected for me personally. And, you know, they don't have to be for you and they shouldn't necessarily be. But for me, they totally are. And so it only felt right when I was, you know, taking over Battlesnake a bit here that there's going to be a lot more Rust code. And to be honest, I just didn't really want to maintain a different code base that I didn't build. This is a personal project for me anyways that I'm doing on my free time. And we all know that Greenfield projects are way more fun than maintaining an existing repo. And, you know, that's what we're doing. I'm chasing having fun with Battlesnake like I always have. And part of that is rewriting a lot of the stuff in Rust. So that's what I've been working on. I have an Arena repo that's under Battlesnake Official that I've been working on that is going to be a complete rewrite of the Battlesnake site and engine, all in Rust and all in one repo. So it is going pretty well. We have, you know, you can check out the repo at Arena in the Battlesnake Official org, or you can go to arena.battlesnake.com and check it out. If you go to the site at arena.battlesnake.com, you will be greeted with a very unstyled webpage. I'm using styles at the moment as a way to signify that it's not really ready. It's live. You can sign in with your GitHub. You can register a snake. It can play in some leaderboard games, but it's definitely not ready for prime time. There's a chance I will just wipe the database at some point if I need to or if bugs happen. So, you know, it's very alpha. It's not ready for prime time, but it works. You can register a snake. We have leaderboards. They're not running on the same schedule as this real site, and that's still up in the air exactly, the schedule and how they run. We only support standard. Even standard game mode doesn't have food spawns right now, so there's a lot of pieces missing. But I'm really happy with the progress so far. It's fitting really well into my CJA web framework, which kind of is proving out the theory that I've been going with that, you know, the CJA web framework really does provide a base to build just about any type of web application. And so that's my web framework that wraps Axum, which is a Rust web server framework, with some cron and job. So it has a background job worker queue and a cron service that together really make up most of the plumbing of Arena. So we just use that cron and that job worker to do all of the scheduling and all of the running of jobs. And that's one of the things that I really wanted to do with this rewrite is to take the operational complexity and one, make it very familiar to me, right? This cron and job and web server pattern is something I've been using for basically my whole career. So it like fits my brain. I know how to debug it. I know the mental model well. And for something that I have to maintain, and like that's a pretty real production web service. And this is kind of like the first real production web service that I'm maintaining for, you know, not work, for a personal project. And so like I really want it to be easy to maintain. Because other people use it, right? This isn't just me using this for the first time for me, kind of. And so I want to make sure that it's, you know, it stays up and it's maintainable. And when there are issues, I know how to debug them. And so that really means that the easiest way for me to do that is to know the stack inside and out, and also to know the architecture inside and out. So really going with the architecture that I know in the framework that I know and the meta framework that I've kind of built, it is really going to be the sweet spot, I think, for me to be able to build new features, maintain old features, and really be able to service the Battlesnake community really well. So I'm really excited. I'm excited to bring back some things that we've been wanting for a long time, like custom tournaments. You used to, at one point in the Battlesnake site, you could create a tournament and like run through the brackets and all that. And we used that for both the live streams, and then people could make custom tournaments, and people used it for hackathons and school events. And it was really awesome. The problem there was it was expensive to run on the Battlesnake servers. It required like just additional servers to run all the time based on the architecture. And so it just wasn't feasible to do as a community project anymore, unfortunately. But that's like probably the most requested feature. And I'm really excited to be able to bring that back in Arena. Obviously, we're still a little bit out from actually shipping that. I have a goal kind of in mind to maybe have something ready by the summertime. And maybe we do some summer kind of tournaments and stuff. But no hard promises there yet. I need to, there's quite a few things to button up first. But, you know, I really want to get back to some of that. So tournaments are top of mind. Another thing that's really top of mind is when I started playing Battlesnake, before I did tournaments or before I did the leaderboards, I really liked the single player challenges. And these were challenges that were designed for you to build a snake to solve a challenge. So one was like the longest snake you could get on the board, or surviving 500 turns with four of yourself. And I'd have to go find what some of the other ones were, because it's been a couple years. But I thought those were a really good way for me to like get introduced to the game, and like a slow on-ramp to get to competitive play. And I'd love to bring some solo play challenges back. That's like really something that I think really important for getting people started in Battlesnake. I think it's a little hard sometimes to just get dropped into the leaderboard with competitive play. I think that getting familiar with the concepts and your snake and stuff is really good. And I really like the solo challenges for that. So that's definitely on my to-do list, and it's something that I'm excited to bring back. So yeah, we've got a lot of work to go in Battlesnake, but I'm excited for it. This is the most excited I've been for Battlesnake in a long time. And if you want to help out, please come by the Battlesnake Discord. If you go to play.battlesnake.com and check out the footer, there should be a link to the Discord. And you can come chat with me, come chat with the other players. If you have questions about getting started designing a snake, please let me know. And if you want to check out Arena and give it a little test drive, please do. But again, remember that until you see some nice styles on that, if you're just seeing some HTML forms, it's not broken. It just means it's not done yet. I'm going to get some styles added at the very end once it's ready to actually, get some play. You know, so we'll probably add styles, and then we'll talk about the actual transition from play to arena for like leaderboards and stuff like that. So we've got a few steps to go before we get there. But like I said, I'm really excited for Battlesnake. I think this is really perfect for me. After a while in Battlesnake, I stopped working on my snake and started working on tooling around it. And so I think I'm excited to get back into that. It's kind of what I really love working on is dev tools and making things for developers in this Battlesnake developer community. It's kind of perfect. So I'm really excited to get back into it. And yeah, if you have some more ideas for Battlesnake, I'd love to chat with you in the Battlesnake Discord and see what you're thinking. As we're doing this, you know, rewrite a new platform, there's definitely time and a place for new ideas. So would love for anyone who's been thinking about it to come chat and contribute. And with that, I think I'm going to wrap up for the day. I think that was all I wanted to yammer on about Battlesnake at the moment. I do want to do some more Battlesnake episodes. Like, I thought I might do some more history of Battlesnake here, but I realized I wasn't really around for a lot of the history, right? Like, there's a lot of history that is pre-me doing Battlesnake at all. So maybe we'll try to break the mold of this solo podcast and have a Brad on one of these days where he can chat with us about the history or something. I think that would be fun. And as we get farther with the RFCs or Arena, we'll definitely come back to Battlesnake and chat about it again. So don't worry, we'll get more updates here as I make progress. And I think that's all I've got for you today about Battlesnake. So I'm excited to get back to it and keep working on Arena. So please check it out. Please check out the Battlesnake Discord if you want to come chat. And definitely check out Mole and Grove that I'm going to be launching this week as you're watching this podcast as well. I'm excited to, you know, I've actually been working on lots of these tools on my own in kind of the background here, and I'm excited to finally get them to a place where I can release them and share with people. So please try them out. Please let me know if they work for you or if they don't work for you. And I'd love to have you here next time we do another podcast. So with that, I will see you later. See you in 2 weeks, and have a good time, team. Thanks.